Beautiful gardens going back. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes roam through these gardens with his devotees. One time in a moonlit night, it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is an Ashok tree.
Ashoka.
I believe, is this it?
No.
There was...
Here.
Where is the... Maybe it's... There was an Ashok tree, Mahaprabhu. In the moonlight he saw the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar Krishna with a beautiful complexion like a taro tree. And Mahaprabhu began to chase toward him, to embrace him, but then Krishna disappeared and Mahaprabhu was searching through these gardens for Krishna. And here he was, there's many, many slokas in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mahaprabhu composed here, where he was explaining the sweetness of Krishna's beauty, the sweetness of his fragrance, the sweetness of Krishna. This is Jagannath. So there's a nice temple here. And everyone except the Americans can go in for darshan. But come out quickly, please. There's an unparalleled devotee in the type of extraordinary self-control he had, which was not in the basis of tapasya, but he was so much immersed in his eternal lila of Vishakha Devi, a Saki of Braj Bhumi, that he would see everything in relationship to that service to Krishna. Anyways, we can discuss it at another time. Ramananda Rai would hear make wonderful arrangements for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath by training young devotees how to perform beautiful dramas for the service of the Lord. And there was a devotee named Pradyumna Mishra who wanted to hear about Krishna. And he approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Pradyumna Mishra here to meet with Ramananda Rai. He said, whatever I know about Krishna, I have learned from Ramananda Rai. So this is also the place where Ramananda Rai was. Hari Bol.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will read about the beautiful pastimes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enacted here at Narendra Sarovar. Every year during the Chandan Yatra ceremony of Lord Jagannath, the Vijay Murtis, the small murti of Radha Govinda, is taken on a palanquin to Narendra Sarovar and then placed upon a boat. And they travel throughout this beautiful lake on their boat. And as they were traveling, Lord Chaitanya and his associates were all swimming along and having nice kirtan and beautiful water sports along with Radha Govinda. This is also a place that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees would regularly come to take their bath. And amongst Bengalis today, it is the tradition that before they enter into Jagannath temple, they first come to take bath here at Narendra Sarovar. So let us offer obeisances and respectfully put 3 drops of water on our heads. It is considered a type of bath when we reverentially approach a sacred body of water like the Ganges or the Jamuna, or Radha Kund, Shama Kund, Narendra Sarovar. And when we bow down and sip little water
and put at least three drops on our head, it is considered that we have taken bath. So not at all take this type of bath in the sacred waters of Sri Narendra Sarovar.
Do they still do this today, do you know?
Oh, yes.
Every year?
Yes. As far as I know. Arivo.
Arivo. Diksha Temple, which is not different than Vrindavan Dham. After the Ratha Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath remains here for some time, and here he's worshipped by his devotees in the mood of Vrindavan. Just to the right, there's a beautiful garden I'd like to take you, and then after we go to that garden, Indian devotees are welcome to go into the Gurdisha temple. The rest of us will have kirtan elsewhere. Srila Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada stayed in his ashram in Vishakhapatnam for some time, and with so much praising his loving friendship with Srila Puri Maharaj. Whenever I've been in Vrindavan recently, I have had the good fortune of having his divine darshan. Now everyone kindly offer us respectful obeisances.
रूपानुगविरुद्धाप सिद्धांत धन्तहारिणि नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती दिनामिनि आई ऑफर माय प्रोस्ट्रेशंस टू ऑल द डिवोटीज एंड स्वामीजीज एंड वैष्णवास that have come here. This is Krishna Chaitanya Chandrasram. It belongs to Krishna Chaitanya Mission. And I'm very glad to see our Swamiji. Yesterday I heard that he has come with number of people. Yesterday I went for darshan, Jagannath darshan at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, I think. I saw some, there all of you were standing. But never thought that you are there. Anyhow, today you have come voluntarily, so I am very glad to meet you all. I offer my prostrations to you all. This is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuously spent 18 years. This place where he stayed, you might have visited. And Haridas Samadhi Mandir and Haridas's Bhajan Kutir, everything is there. You might have seen all. Very glad some of you may be newcomers to this place, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuously spent 18 years. Continuously, 18 years. And Raghunath Goswami, he was the attended, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to speak to Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, and inmates were none, only there the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Sikhi Mahanti and Madhavi Mata. These are 3.5 people who will be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 18 years. And they have seen everything of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhavam, and the mode of devotion and mode of his not he was not teaching to anybody, just he practiced and understood about Radha Bhavam, and he preached that Radha Bhavam, but his associates through whom we can able to hear, it was only Raghunath Das Goswami. He was a young man, boy, and he continuously kept in his mind all the activities, daily activities. Daily, the daily diary was with his heart, and he explained these things at Vrindavan, in Radha Kunda, to all the devotees there, the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was publicly known by Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Swarupa Damodan Raya Mananda Raya could not able to expose it, but this Raghunath Goswami exposed it. And through him, Abhrup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and other Goswamis could able to follow. Anyhow, he is the follower of Rupa Goswami and Rupa Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath, whatever Rupa Goswami explained in his teachings, writings, that was practiced by Raghunath Goswami. So if you want to know anything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, we have to follow the teachings of Swarupa Damodar and Ramananda Rai and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. It is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's last message was broadcasted to the world by these people, by these Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and because they directly, they are the followers, and they got instructions from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught them at Kasi and at Allahabad, Prayag and Benares, these two places where he explained his philosophy to Swarupa Damodara, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And they wrote number of books and explained all these things elaborately. But Mahaprabhu has experience, and he has taught to the world the melody or the nectar through the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are very glad that you have come to this place, Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, first it was recorded when he saw the Sadbhuja Murti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Sarbhuham Bhattacharya, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, Shikshartham Ekam Purusham Puranam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari, Kupam Dhirjastamaham Prapati. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya was only to expose the Yuga Dharma in Kali Yugam, the pure bhakti, nama sankirtan, and Krishna prema was distributed. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna prema pradayati, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namni gauratvise namaha. So Mahaprabhu exposed the real truth by teaching this Krishna prema. Who was prema? Who gave that prema? It was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What prema? Krishna prema. Nobody else told prior to his advent, nobody could able to speak about prema. It is only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exposed to the whole universe. Now everybody can say that this message is superior most, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that in future, throughout the world, my name will be distributed. And it was distributed by A.C. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. He went to your countries, Western countries, throughout the world he traveled. Within 10 years he spread this message. He wrote number of books, he wrote many things, newly advent, many things. And we must be grateful to him because you have come from a long distance to this place due to his mercy. His mercy has brought the Westerners to India and especially to Puri and Vrindavan. Wherever you go, we see many Westerners in Vrindavan. They are moving, they are visiting the places, they are hearing and practicing. And here also, gradually, they are coming here and spreading the message. Because if it was not done by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, nobody could be able to understand what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, what his message is, what Hare Krishna is. Now in far off countries, now they say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. How is it? It is his mercy. It is through Lord Krishna, Guru and Gauranga, he got the blessings and the force, and he went and he started this mission, and he started and done wonders. No acharya did anywhere such preachings he has done. But now misfortune is, his disciples are unitedly should send the message to the worldly people, but they are not doing that. It is all Krishna's will. What can we do? We cannot do anything. Anyhow, he has spread this message, this Krishna Namam, to you all. To you all. It is a wonder. Wonder, most wonderful. You see, none can able to claim this, even such a world preacher. It's a small, limited time, only 10 years and decade. One decade, he has done wonders. He has traveled and preached. And his blessings, we cannot forget him. We should be always, we should remember him. And we should unitedly spread this message to the world. Now it is creeping everywhere. Very glad to meet you all. All of you must accept my respects to you. Now, Hare Maharaj, can I? Can I? Hare Maharaj Prasad.
Maharaj Pratapa Rudra was a great king, and he very much desired to have the darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to establish, according to the culture at that time, the proper principle of a sannyasi, he would not meet with people too much attached to worldly position. So he refused to meet the king. Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, when he heard that, with your permission, I will speak something. We're so grateful to you, Maharaj, for your kindness upon us.
I'm very glad to see you, Maharaj.
He has come
unexpectedly. I never expected that I would hear
Maharaj Prasad Buddha, when he had heard that Mahaprabhu will not see me because I am a king, he decided to give up his kingdom, to give up his family, his wealth, his everything, and become a beggar. But the devotees somehow or other pacified him. And through Sri Ramananda Rai, he told King Prataparudra that during the Ratha Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go to a garden called Aitota. And there he will be in an ecstatic bhav of Sri Radharani, in the mood of Lord Sri, separation from Lord Krishna. And while he is laying there resting, due to his dancing ecstatically throughout the day, you should approach him, but not in the robe of a king, but in the robe of a sadhu, a mendicant, beggar. And there, you should massage his legs and sing from the 10th canto of Bhagavat, the Gopi Gita. So he approached and he began to sing these songs. Through Ramananda Rai, he could approach Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he read a particular verse from the Gopi Gita, explaining that one who distributes the nectarine narration of the beautiful glories and pastimes of Krishna is the most munificent welfare worker, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and he said, "You are the most munificent welfare worker." And he embraced Maharaj Prataparudra and in this way fulfilled all of his desires. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai! So this is the place that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his loving mercy upon the king, Prataparudra Maharaj. It's a very beautiful story. We will explain the details after some time.
We are bringing some prasad.
Just a little.
Jagannath. Vishnu Seva.
You have to do Vishnu Seva.
Vishnu Asana. But Sankit is very wonderful. The time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to dance like. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not sitting in the bhajan. Mahaprabhu introduced this Sata bhajan. Day and night, in the house of Sivak Pandit, he performed the Sankirtan for 1 year, throughout the night, dancing. You see, we never hear, now see anywhere such Sankirtan. Now Sankirtan means they sit 10 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, they do bhajan. But not dancing and singing. You see,
beating drums,
gana, and vajyam. Vajyam, beating drums, and dancing, and singing. These, with the rhyme, these three things must follow with Sankirtan. That is called Sankirtan. Nowadays, nowhere you see, they never. You see, when I went early, Prabhupada came from, I have invited him to open our temple at Rajmendri. He came with many of these people, senior people. And they came to our Visakhapatnam mat and stayed for some 10 days with all his associates, big people, they came. And they were there for 20 days. So they were very happy to see the varieties of prasadam offered in India. So they were very happy. Till they remember now, when they were going to Hyderabad in a train, the reserve train, 300 Vaishnavas from foreign Vaishnavas were going. I gave them Mahaprasadam, very beautiful prasadam in the train. Because they are from Calcutta, they are going to Hyderabad. So we must serve the Vaishnavas. They were, those were the glorious days, I think. But now it is, Prabhupada has gone away and the magnet has gone. But actually we don't find such people with such the faith, dancing and singing. It is not that. Anyhow, we should not blame anybody. We should blame our fortune, because in this life we want to see such kirtan and do such kirtan and live our body with kirtan. That is our aim.
Jiva! Jiva!
Some of you please distribute this. Yes,
yeah. To the pleasure of Maharaj, let us have nice dancing kirtan.
Hariho!
Maharaj, you have got to.
Because of you, we are very happy.
Otherwise, I could have made some arrangements.
I did not know you were in Jagannath. To meet Srila Puri Maharaj in Puri is very auspicious.
वर्धनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णामृता स्वादनम सर्वात्म स्नपनम परम विजयते श्री कृष्ण नाधनम ना जनम ना सुंदरी मदगम ना जगदीश कामे मदगमे जगदीश्वरे भवतामचिरे इंद्रि तृणाद अपि सुनी के हमारी नामाद के
You will be happy. You will be happy always. And I'll be happy. So you must repeat Namam and repeat this Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sikyashtakam and Upadesamritam. These things are most important. You must practice it and follow it. Thereby you will get the Samam Bonam of human life. Our soul, what it requires, will be given to you. Anandam Amruti Vardhanam, Pratipadam Purna Amrita Swadhanam. Ananda Amruti, it is ocean. Ocean is here. And Anandam, if you add Anandam to it, then it will be so much depth. You cannot control, you cannot calculate, incalculable. You cannot calculate the Anandam you enjoy. So you will enjoy that Anandam. Lord Jagannath, Balabhadra, Subhadra, bless you all. This is the place where Mahaprabhu did Nama Sankirtanam before the chariots daily. Daily he was doing this. For some time, later on he stopped it because he entered into another planet. Now, our duty is to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings and repeat Nama. We have come to a proper place, Puri. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. You see, unfortunately, our the present people are unwilling to allow you, but anyhow, you are all devotees. You are all devotees of Jagannath. You do Jagannath service in your country, but these people never allow you. Of course, time will come when Jagannath will allow you all to go. So I take leave of you. I'm very glad Maharaj has come. Very glad. Very glad. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We could not able to serve you because I am feeling very much. Because the Vaishnavas come, they must be properly given proper prasadam. But that I am unable to do because the time is short. So please excuse me. And if you stay one day more, we shall arrange.
Your darshan is proper prasadam.
Srila Puri Maharaj ki jai. Srila Bhakti Vaibha Puri Maharaj ki jai. Sai Gaur Premanandi.
Have come because early in the morning the sun drinks us quite on the seashore. So I said, but how come? He is now keeping the lights on. Yes, come. All right. We shall see. So, fortunately, it is our fortune. But how come? All right.
It is our fortune, you have come.
Very glad to meet you.
This is Chandramali.
Very good. Energy. You must utilize your energy in the service of the Lord. Nothing but service of the Lord. You should utilize your energy. Energy, Bhagavat Prityartham. Whatever you do for the satisfaction of the Lord, you have to do. Unless it will become karma. The karma means you have to enjoy the fruit of that karma. But if you do bhakti, pure bhakti, need not enjoy the result of that karma. Karma and bhakti are same, no difference. One has got ego and the other has no ego. That I have done, kartaham iti manyate, prakriti kriyamanani, guneh karmani sarvasa, ahankar vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Because ahankar vimudha, he says that I have done that. I will do this. You cannot do, you cannot undo. The doer is karnam karnam karta vikarta gahano guha. The Supreme Lord is the main. He can do, he can undo. So he is karta. He is karta. So kartrutvam is not in my hands, in hands of the Lord. He is drashta, he can see. We cannot see the world, or we cannot see the Lord. Murtis with these naked eyes. It is only pramanjara churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadayogadesu vilokayanta. So he must see us. The Lord must see us. We can hear his words, his utterances, his scriptures only through his blessings. We cannot see without his blessings. We cannot speak. We cannot utter namam without his blessing. We must utter namam only through saranda. Trinadabhi sunichena tarorapi sahitna amanina manadena kirtaniya salahara. Mahaprabhu has put four conditions. You can repeat namam, but you, at the same time you should not forget trinadabhi sunicha slokam. Always, in all your activities, you have to remember Trunada Vishwanich. I am humbler than a blade of grass. I must have the patience like a tree. and give respect to others, I should not exact respect from others. That is, though Mahaprabhu throughout his 48 years, in all his daily services or daily activities, he never forgot this. Now, Trinath Vishwanicham, never forgot. Never, he has conquered many great worldwide renowned people like many he controlled. He never exposed himself as one diwar. Never. He says, I'm humble. So we have to learn that from Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu says, Trinath Vishwanich, always. You must think that Trinath Vishwanich. Vande Nanda Vrajastrinam Padreni Mabhiknasa. Uddhava says, I worship not the feet of this Vrajananda, Vraja, boys and children and creatures, but I worship the feet dust of those people. So the dust has so much value in Vrindavan. So everywhere, a Vaishnava, always he must be humbler, always humbler. If they become humbler, there is no fighting. Let them have that name. We don't want any name. We don't want any fame. We must be humble. That's all. Because Mahaprabhu says, if you will be humble, you will reach the place. You will get the benefit of uttering Namam. And if you don't have it, you can't get it. So, always you must be humble. Always humble. Trinath Vishwanich, Tarora Pishaishna. Remember always. Everybody should remember. The unity comes only when we remember in the surrender. We surrender. Everything belongs to him. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs. Maravi Rakhvi Joitsa Tuhara Nitya Dasa Prati Tua Adhikara. He is the master. He is the master. Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote the translation of the Stotra Ratna written by Ramanujacharya's guru. Yamunacharya wrote, and every shlokam he has written a poem here in Saranagati and Kalyana Kalpataru. These are the translations of that Saranagati. Saranagati, the book. Our Prabhupada, whenever anybody comes to him, he used to say, you read Saranagati first. Everybody. He never used to say any philosophy. You must surrender first. Saranagati. Saranagata akinchaner aki lakkhan. Tar madhye pravese atma samarpan. Atma samarpan tu apade kari hayunu parama sukhi. Dukkha dure gala chinta na rahilo. Chodigi ananda dekhi. If we surrender to the Lord, everything is happy. World will be happy. Everybody will be happy. I myself will be happy. So in surrender, the result will be so much. So we must surrender. Everybody must surrender. This mantra, when we accept a mantra from a guru, then we should surrender. If not, you won't receive the blessings of the guru. If you won't receive the blessings of guru, whatever you do, no value. Sakshat haritven samastha shastra irukta. So whatever the Shastram scripture you read, you must read that Guru is equal to Bhagavan. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara. He is nothing like that. Now we should remember it and surrender. Sarva Dharma. Ahankaram, ma ahankaram, nama, na shabdam, ahankaram, nishet. Don't preserve that ahankaram, that I am surrendering myself. Oh Lord, I am surrendering. My ahankaram, my mamakaram, my ragam, dvesham, all these things I surrender. I surrender to you. If one surrenders devotee, Krishna will accept him, that he is mine. I will look out. Ananya chintayantuma je janaha parjupasati te sam nityavijuktanam yogakhyamam bahamyam. He will carry the whole burden. All of you must remember this. One thing is, if I surrender, it is only the Atma Dharma. If you don't surrender, it is Anatma Dharma. Atma Dharma will lead you to bhakti. Anatma Dharma lead you to the world, material world, and this is the spiritual world. Is Krishna consciousness, this is the material consciousness. From material consciousness, if you want to go to spiritual consciousness, you must surrender. Everybody should surrender. Even Brahma surrenders. Brahma, he says, oh bhagyam, nanda gopa brajokasam, jarmitra paramanandam, purna brahma sanatana. Oh, these brajabhasis, these boys, these children, and the women of folk, everybody is most fortunate because they are playing with the Lord. With the Lord. Who is that Lord? Purna Brahma Sanatana. He is Purna Brahma. He is Sanatana. See, Sivam Sundaram. He is Sivam. He is Sundaram. He is Sanatana. Who is that Krishna? So I'm unfortunate. I'm sitting on the topmost place. It is called Satya. Bhulokam, Bhuvalokam, Swaralokam, Mahalokam, Janalokam, Tapalokam, Satya. Brahma is sitting there. Now he says, I am here for so many years. Because I have come here today because Krishna is very kind towards me. Otherwise, I have no chance to have his darshan. And I see how Krishna is playing with these people. Oh, bhagyam, it is their sauhagyam. It is that they are fortunate. I am not fortunate. I am just sitting on the topmost floor, Satya Yuga, but no use. But Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Krishna is playing with them. Playing with them. So he cannot play with me. So how unfortunate I am for performing tapas, or yajyam, or doing brahmacharya. Everything, I got this blessing. What use? No use. So always you must remember the teachings of Bhagavata and teachings of Chaitanya, Charitamrita, and Lord Gauranga Nityananda.
Turned toward the people.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Ram Ram,
Ram Ram,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Ram Ram,
Ram Ram,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare.
Must be turned this way. Like this. Made by King Indradumna. There's also a temple there of King Indradumna, but now it's closed. Just to your, to our left, this is the temple with the Murti of King Indradumna. We heard from His Holiness Nityodita Maharaj.
Turn this a little up.
We heard from him about the story of the appearance of Lord Jagannath.
Every year, before the day before Ratha Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of the eternal servant of Lord Jagannath, would gather all of his devotees together to perform the Gundicha Marjanam. As we explained, Gundicha Mandir represents Vrindavan Dham and the gopis' meditation of bringing Sri Jagannath Dev, Balaram and Subhadra from Dwarka to Vrindavan is the experience of Ratha Yatra. But Mahaprabhu was thinking that we cannot invite Lord Jagannath to come to Gundicha Mandir unless it is perfectly clean. So he would gather all of his devotees together and they would all be given brooms for sweeping. But they did not use brooms with sticks, but just straw tied together so that they would have to get on their hands and knees to sweep. In India, you will find this is the way people sweep. Rarely do you find people with, in the West, the brooms have long sticks, so you could stand up, relax, and sweep. But in India, they just take this straw and tie it together, and you have to get on your hands and knees, and you have to get right on the floor with all the dust and sweep.
Hariwa!
Hariwa!
They would sweep and sweep and sweep, and in order to encourage them to work so hard, he told them to all keep their piles of dust. And then he would examine each devotee's pile of dust. And if he would see that one was not so much, he would chastise them in love. And if a person had a very big pile, he would reward them by giving him Jagannath's Mahaprasad,
in
the form of sweet cakes.
Arriba!
Sounds like there's devotees just like us on the other side of the universe. Everyone very loudly.
Arriba!
Arriba!
They're having nice kirtan on the other side.
Hariva!
Hariva!
So, Mahaprabhu would examine. But if you took all the other dust piles of all the assembled Vaishnavas and put them all together in one pile, it hardly equaled a fraction of the pile of dust that was collected by Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga!
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 Gauranga! That they can hear us on the other side.
Gauranga!
Gauranga! Arriba. And then, after collecting all the dust and taking it outside, Mahaprabhu said, now we have to sweep to get the finer particles of dust, because it is still not clean enough to invite Jagannath to enter. So then they cleaned again, scrutinizingly, picking up even the finest particles and making piles. And still Gauranga's pile was bigger than all the others put together. Gauranga!
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 Sweeping again and again and again until there wasn't even a particle of dust anywhere. He said, now we must wash it thoroughly. Devotees, hundreds of... hundreds and hundreds of buckets, and they would get all the water from here into the Jumna Sova. And they would pass it from one... They would just be going back and forth and back and forth, bringing buckets of water from Indrajumna Sovar, bringing it to Gundisha, and just pouring it on the floors, and pouring it over the walls, and pouring it over the ceiling, and pouring it in through the kitchen, just completely cleansing every inch inside and outside of the temple with water. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would... That is.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains that this cleansing of the Gundicha temple represents the cleansing of our hearts, because the heart is meant to be a throne in which we invite Lord Krishna to sit. And as long as the heart is dirty with the dust of lust, anger, pride, greed, illusion, envy, then our heart is not a suitable place for Krishna to reside. So through following the regulative principles, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, we do not allow any other dust to enter in our already filthy hearts. And through associating with devotees and rendering seva and regularly chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
We cleanse our heart. Scrutinizingly, very attentively, in Krishna consciousness, we must be very careful to properly cleanse our hearts in the same way that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught through the cleansing of the Gundicha Mandir. We must very carefully analyze every aspect of our life and make sure that we are living by the highest principles of morality and by the highest principles of bhakti. After the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, there was the wonderful Ratha Yatra ceremony where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would manifest so many wonderful ecstatic manifestations of his love. And after that, all the devotees would come here to Indra Dumana Sarovar to take bath. And there's a wonderful description in Chaitanya Charitamrita of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing with all the devotees, and he began to have splashing water fights here in Indra Dumana Sarovar. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could defeat everyone in such splashing water fights. And he was noticing that his devotees, they were pairing off and fighting each other like little children. He saw Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu, and they were splashing each other. And they were very, very enthusiastically splashing each other, trying to defeat each other, but neither could defeat the other. And when they were tired, they would stop for a moment, and then Nityananda, when Advaita was least expecting it, he would splash him in the eyes. Harivo! And Advaitacharya, in his ecstatic love, would become very angry and say, why you have done like this? And then they would start splashing each other again, like little children. And Murari Gupta and Vasudev Dutt were splashing each other, having war out of love. And Swarup Damodar Goswami and Pundarik Vidyanidhi were splashing each other. And to the amazement of everyone, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai were having splash fight. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned to Gopinath Acharya and he said, you tell Sarvabhauma and Ramananda Rai, Ramananda Rai is like a prime minister to the king. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is the greatest scholar on all the earth, and he's the guru for the king. They're supposed to be such distinguished aristocratic personalities, but why they are behaving like crazy children splashing each other in the water? The reason was because they were all maddened by the ecstasy
of Krishna Prema, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. All of their gravity, all of their, was simply disappeared by their desire to please the Lord by enacting these wonderful water pastimes. You see, in Krishna consciousness, no one is concerned with prestige, no one is concerned with position. Everyone is simply concerned with pleasing the Vaishnavas, loving the Vaishnavas, serving the Vaishnavas. There's no other consideration of any identity outside of this. And we should know that this water of Indrakshumana Srovar is holy water. And by these splash fights, it was not just ordinary whimsical games, but they were actually exchanging their love by offering sacred water to one another in such a way that was very much pleasing for the Lord to see. So we should know that this is our aspiration, simply to serve and to please the devotees. We have no other position than this. So with this in mind, let us bow our heads before Indrajumana Srovar. Would you like to take bath or just sprinkle the water on head? What is the desire of the assembled Vaishnavas? Everyone will have a vote. When I say sprinkle, whoever wants to sprinkle, say Hari Bol very loud. There must be a group. Is that a Krora?
Yeah.
No control of his senses. So when I say, don't say it yet. When I say sprinkle, whoever wants to sprinkle, you say Arivo. And when I say bath, then whoever wants full bath, you say Arivo. And whatever the majority does, we all have to do. So my suggestion is, whatever you desire, you should chant very loudly. Everyone's ready?
Yeah.
Full bath.
Arivo! Arivo!
Very close, so we'll have to have another vote. In India, that's the way they do things, right? Sometimes the polls are corrupted, so they have to take another vote. Okay. Full bat.
Arriba!
Everybody, this is your last chance to express your heart, innermost desires. Sprinkle that.
Hariya!
Full that.
Hariya!
Losing your voters. Tatva's party is, Akrura's party is losing votes. Everybody, sprinkle that!
Arriba!
Everyone together,
Arriba!
Arriba!
Pray to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu offering him your heartfelt gratitude for allowing us these blessed days here in Jagannath Puri, and sprinkle the sacred waters of Indrajumna Sarovar upon you. They had a big kirtan here, and the son of Advaita Acharya Gopal fell unconscious, and the devotees thought he was dead. And then Mahaprabhu told him to get up and dance, and he got up and danced. Hariwo.
Hariwo.
When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, he was singing these prayers. Tavakara kamala bare nakara. All the devotees were singing. But this is a very ancient temple. This murti and this temple is many thousands of years old. Some donations.